Hello, everybody. Welcome and welcome back to the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast that will help you go from living a worldly life to now a holy life. So, today's episode, honestly, is something personal for me just because it's based off what I read last night and like how the spirit just spoke to me and it honestly hit me pretty hard. So I feel like I should talk about it here on this platform. And I don't know, maybe the spirit will speak to you guys as well. And maybe this is just something that you guys needed to hear too. So yeah, let me just go ahead and just open up with some prayer. sorry, y'all, if y'all hear me coughing, just ignore that. I am not sick anymore, but for some reason this cough is just still there, so we are ignoring the cough. All right, let's just go ahead and pray and get started. Father, thank you so much. We're so grateful for everything that you have done for us. We're so grateful for this opportunity to be here, Lord. I am praying over every listener and everybody that reaches this platform, Lord, that you just bless them and let your spirit be led through them, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you so much, Lord, that this episode, Lord, that your spirit just speaks through us. And this episode is exactly what people need to hear. We thank you so much, sweet. We could be able to gather here together and be able to worship you and be listening to you and to be led by you. Thank you for every opportunity, for always loving us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's just go ahead and talk. Today's episode is called The Presence of the Holy Spirit. The Presence of the Holy Spirit. And y'all gonna be like, yo, Kim, why are we talking about the Spirit again? Didn't we talk about that already? I mean, yeah, we did. But we're gonna talk about it again because it's that important. So we're gonna talk about it. So as Christians, we must live the title of a child of God. It's hard to hear, but being a Christian, we have some expectations when we tell people that we are a child of God. They expect us to be perfect and they expect us to live a life, but in reality, we are normal human beings. Our body is flesh. Like, I don't know why they have that expectation. Like, I mean, they don't understand, obviously, but it's an expectation that we all have on us when we tell people that we are Christians. Well, I have news for you guys. Being a Christian is just a title. You can call yourself a Christian, but not actually be a Christian. You can call yourself a Christian, but not actually have a relationship with God. You can call yourself a Christian, but are you going to heaven? Getting baptized, going to church, praying, or even reading your word is nothing without the Spirit. We can easily do the actions, but are you intentionally seeking the Lord? Let me put this into another phrase. We can easily do the actions, but are you intentionally seeking the Lord? So, for example, let's say I want to go to the gym to gain muscle. So I'm going to go do cardio, I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to get the heaviest weights I can find. I'm going to be super consistent. I'm going to show it off. But I'm not feeding my body fully. I'm not eating enough. I'm not hydrating enough. I'm not giving myself all the vitamins and proteins that I need. So am I going to gain any muscle through that? Not really. Matter of fact, I'll make myself sick and weak, and a whole lot of medical problems will happen if I did that. So treat your relationship with God the same way. Our bodies is just it's just flesh. It's a dead body. God's not going to come and pick up our bodies. He's going to come pick up our souls. So our souls is what needs to be fed. So we can go read our Bible. We can go to church every single Sunday. We can sing these praise and worship songs. We can say thank you, God, and pray over our food. But are you intentionally seeking the Spirit of God? Are we feeding our soul with the fruits of the Spirit? And you're like, well, isn't doing those things feeding your spirit? Yes and no. Those are the right things to do. But if we don't have the presence of the Spirit in our lives, if we do not have the Spirit, and if we are not intentionally seeking the Spirit, with everything that we do, we are not being led to the right path, because the Spirit is proof of your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is very dependent on the Spirit. And I know you're like, well, I'm doing all the right things. But in all honesty, everything that we do are empty actions if we're not doing it with the Spirit of God leading us. I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. So there's no doubt about it. We are a child of God. He loves us no matter what. And in him we are, through him. Like, everything is in him, through him, and all that. All of it is through his Spirit. Our bodies are dead bodies. Like, there is nothing to it. There's nothing special about it besides the flesh that is constantly wanting us to sin. Our souls is what we can choose to be saved or to go backwards. We need to feed our souls, and the Spirit is what connects our souls with a relationship with God. So feeding the Spirit, constantly seeking the Spirit, and wanting to have that relationship with God is having that Spirit within us. And then I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys 1 Corinthians 6:19. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of a Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you. Not on you, not your appearance-wise, it's within you. And with what? Your Spirit. You're not your own. This is not our body. We have a soul that we need to take care of, and that is the Spirit within us. Everything that we are feeding our mind and soul is what's going to come out in the end anyways. So intentionally seeking the Lord to guide us and direct us into the right path is something that we need to practice more often, because that is really dependent. Because if not, we're not going to get to heaven. We can say that we're living as a Christian life, but if we don't have the Holy Spirit in us to lead us or guide us to the right space, we're really not going anywhere with our relationship with God. Going back to the example that I had made, when we are going to go to the gym and then not feed our body, you're not going to see results, and as a matter of fact, you're going to go downhill and be more ill than what you were before. I'm going to read another verse to you guys, and that is 2 Corinthians 13:5. And it says, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith. Test yourself, or do you not realize about this yourself, that in Jesus Christ is in you, unless you indeed fail to meet the test. Let's look at our lives. Are we consistently praying till we be led by the Spirit? Or did we take control of our own soul? And you're going to be like, what do you mean take control of your own soul? When I say take control of your own soul, I mean giving in to whatever the flesh wants. AKA, this is the best way to put it. Okay, the Holy Spirit is a GPS to heaven. So, for example, I'm going to be in a car and I want to go to a destination. I'm going to use the GPS to take me there. And there are going to be times where I'm not paying attention, or I am just trying to take my own shortcut, and then I end up missing a turn. Well, that GPS is always there on my car to tell me where to go. It reroutes me back to the same path, but no matter how much time is added, no matter how many U-turns I have to take, I'm always going to end up into that destination. Kind of like the Holy Spirit. If we are paying attention to the presence of the Spirit, we can sin as many times as we want, we can fail as many times as we want, and we can push away as many times as we want. But if we have the Spirit within us and we are paying attention and seeking their presence, it's always going to lead us back to the right path to heaven. It might take us a different route here and there, but nonetheless, the path will lead us the same way, and that is heaven. We're not going to drive in a car and ignore the GPS completely, because what's going to happen? We get lost, we have no idea where we're going, you might get frustrated, or you might even panic because you don't know where you're going. You might end up into some weird, sketchy area with a whole bunch of sketchy people, you know? And that's the same thing with the Spirit. If we are ignoring the Spirit and we're just doing the empty actions, like, let's say I'm just driving, aka I'm just driving my walk with God, I'm taking control of my own wheel and not following what the Spirit is telling me to do, and I'm ignoring everything they're going to do, I'm going to be led down to the wrong path and live a very, very miserable life. So it's very important that we are following the Spirit, because that is literally the GPS to heaven. We want the presence of the Spirit within us to guide us, to lead us, to direct us into the right path. And even if we fail, no matter what, the Spirit is always there. It's never going to leave us if we're intentionally seeking it. And then I'm going to read one more verse for you guys, and that is going to be Romans 8 and 10. And let me tell y'all, I feel like God is just saying something. Maybe it's just me, but like recently God is just saying something, and it's just like, listen to me. Feel my presence. I'm here. Don't forget that I am here to guide you and lead you. I am your Father, and I love you, and I want you to find the right space, you know? But I don't know. It could just be me and God just working in with me right now, but like, it's just so crazy because like everything is just all around the place. And like all these signs and like all these confirmations are just here, and I just don't you just love it when you fall behind and then God just picks you right back up, and then it's like a brand new start? I love it. Okay, let me get back on track. Romans 8 and 10. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hello? I mean, yeah, we're living in a dead body right now because of sin. We're in a world full of sin. We are human. We have nature. We have needs and wants and desires. God has put put desires in you for a reason. But are we using those desires for the right reason? And are we following the right desires that we're getting? Because again, we have flesh and we have a soul. It's two conflicts that we have to live with and decisions that we need to follow. But if we have the Spirit within us and we follow the Spirit, then we will be led into the right path into heaven. I mean, hello, GPS, remember that. And then we're going to go down just a little bit more. And that is going to be Romans 4, 8 and 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but have received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. He didn't give you the Spirit so you can just go back and fall back to where you were. He didn't give you the Spirit so you can go back into be fearing the Lord, or like, you know what I mean? He didn't give you the Spirit to push you back to where you were before. He gave you the Spirit because he is basically saying, all right, you have a relationship with me. You are my son, and I know who you are. The Spirit is proof of a relationship with God, which is why when I said earlier, we can read the Bible, we can pray, we can get baptized, but if we don't have the Spirit, we don't have a true relationship with God. And I'm not saying that if you don't have it, like you need to get it now, because God's going to give you the Spirit at the right time when he says you are ready, but just seek it. Don't just think, oh, I got baptized, I'm saved, I don't need to pray anymore, or I don't need to ask God for the Spirit no more. That's not the way to say it. Baptism is a start to your walk with God. It is a rebirth, but the Spirit is the confirmation of your rebirth. So let's seek the Lord. No matter what, we're going to continually seek the Lord, because the Lord has and wants a relationship with you, and he wants to deepen that. And the Spirit is what is basically going to connect you with him. It's literally the confirmation, the speaking of tongues and being led and having that conviction in yourself and having all these things and understanding the word. Like, it's just amazing. Let me tell you, having the Spirit's presence here with you is a huge game changer, especially when you're reading your Bible. Like me last night, oh my goodness, I was so confused. Like, I didn't know what I was reading, but then I started writing down stuff on my notebook. Like, I was just writing down a verse, and then I was writing down, like, this and this happened, and then next, you know, the Holy Spirit, like, took over, and then I'm writing all these notes in me, and then here I am making a podcast about what I read last night. So it's just amazing how the Spirit can lead you and guide you, and it's just, like, mind-boggling when he takes control, and, like, you know he took control, and you're like, all right, God, you got me. I can take control. But, yeah, just intentionally seek the Spirit, because, again, the presence of the Spirit is so crucial to your walk with God. Because you're not going to get anywhere unless you're feeding your soul. And the Spirit is what feeds your soul. So, yeah. That is only part one of what I wanted to talk about with this, about the Holy Spirit. Part two will be coming out next week or the week after. I haven't decided yet. So, just stay tuned for that, because we'll be talking about the fruits of the Spirit. But, yeah, that's all I have for you guys for today. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out the Instagram, because I do post some content and videos of the podcast. So if you like, if like you're a visual person, there you go. But yeah, I love you guys. Have a blessed day, night, evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. All right. Bye, guys.